Yeah, the place that sticks out in my mind as the very core, the very icon of what the land of Africa is about, because the land is basically the granite shield of granite basement complex of the whole continent, which has been eroded, have been pushed up and been eroded over millions of years. And it gives a wonderful feeling to Africa because these outcroppings appear, particularly in the northern part, scattered around. And they immediately tell you that you're in Africa because they are ancient, ancient rocks that have a feeling of solidity. And they've always been there, and they will always be there. And at the same time, they have this ancient beauty, a beauty that almost hurts because of how rough and solid it is. The basement complex, these granite things, are the very roots of Africa. And there's one place which is called the Matopos Hills and is now a national park, but wasn't a national park when my parents were there. And it is a place where the whole countryside, as far as you can see, are these outcroppings of the basement complex. And it is beautiful, these great humps of granite. And on the great humps of granite are boulders that are the size of houses. And on them, there are boulders that are the size of cars, kind of thing. Anyway, and my parents, who went to Africa independently, and met there on the copper mines, courted in the Matopos Hills. And that is where my mother's ashes are scattered. And before my mother died, she had said to my sister Benji and me, she said, now children, because we were grown up, but anyway, I would like my ashes scattered in the Matopos Hills. And so that became something for the two of us to do together. As it turned out, my sister died far too young before we could, the two of us wanted to go there together and honor our father's grave because he was poor. He was buried, we didn't know where at that point, but we thought in Bulawayo, and also scatter our mother's ashes. And so, as it turned out, it was 10 years after my sister died before I had an opportunity to go there and scatter my mother's ashes, climb this great hump of granite, because I knew exactly the place that she wanted it done, and because also it's called World's View, and has been called World's View for a long time, because it's the place where Cecil Rhodes, the person who developed basically the Rhodesias, chose to be buried, and there, cut deep into the granite, is his grave cut into the granite, and that place is central to me because, again, it increases my anchorage to Africa and what Africa is about. It's a gorgeous country, tough country, but it is the place where we all came from.